Let's speak to Bruce Williamson from Rail Future, an independent campaign group. Hiya, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I mean, I was sleeping very well, actually, until the BBC phoned me up and said, do you want to come on the radio? But
That's a lesson in how not to sleep. It's to be an expert in something, Bruce.
Yeah, that's right.
So, but these examples I found this morning, I mean, it was literally no sweat to go online and find how, you know, and just so we're clear, these are journeys where you sit in exactly the same seat as you would sit. They're flexible tickets, so you don't have to go on a particular time train. But just because you know how the ticket splitting system works, you can save hundreds of pounds on one journey.
You can. It's madness, isn't it? And it's, you know, it's why should passengers have to sort of jump through these hoops to get these cheap bargains on the railway? So, I mean, this action is very welcome, but you know, the underlying system, the rail fare structure in this country remains, you know, incredibly complex. I think I read there are 16 million different ticket types you could buy on Britain's rail network, which is madness. So there's a very strong case for simplifying it, and if this scheme works, it will be very welcome, but I'm slightly sceptical.
Yeah. I mean, since privatisation, some of the rail companies, not all of them, but some of them offer very cheap advance fare. You know, you've got to stick to the same train that you've bought your ticket for. And I got a ticket last week. I was working in Darwin in Lancashire, and I got a ticket at 7:15 in the morning, so peak time, from Birmingham New Street, for £12. To Darwin in Lancashire. Yeah. It cost you about three times more than that in petrol alone, you know, and you just think, well, you know, there are bargains out there to be had, but I suppose the point of this is that it's not always clear where the bargains are, and you've got to know your way around the system to get them.
Absolutely right. I mean, yeah, one of the things we complain about, or one of the things that passengers complain about, is the overall level of fares, and, you know, we do have the most expensive fares in Europe if you want to go and get on a train when it suits you. But it is also true, and the train operating companies will say, well, look, the off-peak bargains are amongst the cheapest in Europe, and that is true as well. But what this is the train companies are sort of doing the tricks that the airlines do, which is to sort of price people off the busiest trains and price them onto the off-peak trains, so that they're not running around empty carriages, you know, during the quiet times of day. But, of course, what this is in real life is passengers being managed to suit the needs of the railway rather than the other way around, you know. And it'd be great, wouldn't it, if you could just turn up when it suits you and just walk up to the ticket machine or ticket office and buy a cheap fare.
Yeah, well, we shall see what happens, Bruce. As I say, the rail company's promising from May to make the cheaper fare available so that you don't have to use a ticket-splitting website, which I know will be daunting for some people. We shall see what happens next. Thanks for your time this morning. That's Bruce Williamson there from Rail Future.